This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last three Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow through you, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week we're taking on the wild, woolly world of animals, but not how you would think that Jordan and I would generally take on this topic. Joining us this week is a promoter and head of the, well, one of the heads of the comedic CLE Empire, which you can see at Hilarities on Monday nights, and as part of the Cleveland Comedy Awards, and at the website, comedicCLE.com, Brett Gambrill.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for coming. Oh, that's, you just sounded like so nice. It was just like, how's it going?
Well, I was just dwelling on the thought of what constitutes an empire.
Look, I'm talking you up here, buddy.
I know, I appreciate
I'm doing a little promotion.
I appreciate it. That's a big up.
If you can, well, let's see, Megan's episode came out last week, so... Yeah. It'll be.
She's so last week.
We'll be right on the heels of the Comedic CLE Awards.
Yeah, the Cleveland Comedy Awards are coming at the end of March. More information, comedicCLE.com and PickwickAndFrolic.com to get tickets. So Brent, why do you hate animal sports?
I just feel like anybody who we abuse enough humans in sports, so I feel like animals don't really get paid and they're not really willing participants, so, it seems kind of like a form of slavery.
Yeah, it's definitely a form of slavery, but, I mean, we eat the fuckers. I mean, why not?
Oh, I love eating animals. Don't get me wrong. I'm not any kind of activist. I love eating animals. I love picking out my own lobster and watching it get dropped into the pot. I just think that, on some level, it has to be a little more compassionate.
Yeah, well, they keep...
compassionate, like dropping something into boiling water.
Yeah, but the bugs can't feed...
Bugs?
All right, it's...
Sea bugs?
Yeah, they basically have the same, nervous system as bugs. They can't really feel. So it's like they're... they're just dying. They're not really, they're distressed in that, they can't move, but they're dying. It's not a big deal. But these animal sports that you're talking about, what's the biggest thing that sticks in your craw, as it will, when it comes to animal sports? What, if you see it on the television or you see somebody wearing a shirt promoting it, what really gets you amped up and fuck this guy?
Well, I haven't seen the shirts, but mostly because I don't go to BW3. But bull riding, bull fighting, anything to doing shit to bulls, I just think that's crazy.
I actually just read I heard through some, they developed some kind of non-aggressive bullfighting.
What?
Yeah, it's to whereas it doesn't. I forget what the whole deal with it was, but it was So it's not cruel to the bull.
How is it?
No, I think they just changed. They used to strap their nuts. I forget what it was called, but they used to put a strap on the bull's testicles to piss it off
and
get it angry. And then they claim that it's more humane now because they don't do that. But at the same time, you know, even, you know, people who even use like police dogs and stuff like that, there's always been a day when you didn't feel good enough to go to work, but they can't tell you.
Right.
So I feel like that's kind of a form of slavery. Plus, you know, I just think that bull riders are pussies. I just, you know.
Yeah, well, I just think that, you know, once you invented the mechanical bull, why have the real thing?
That's right.
I mean,
it's like women, you know.
Well, like, well,
yes, I'm getting a sex robot.
The thing is the guy robots are gonna replace us before the fucking women robots replace
them.
We're
much easier to replace.
Yeah, no doubt,
for sure.
What about like when Johnny Knoxville would get in the bullpen and just like stand there and just fucking take a?
Yeah, I think that was kind of. I think that's funny because the bull number one got the best of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was kind of like reparations right there. Like I feel like Johnny Knoxville was kind of making it right, but no, I just feel like bull riding and the way they make these guys out to be so brave. And then have you seen the one where they like chase down the little baby cows and throw a rope around them and then tie them and
Like
shit?
Lassoing or whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's called. But
I've watched ESPN 9 at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Not ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Yeah. ESPA the acid.
Yeah, yeah. What's the do they have a specific animal ESPN?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I have watched the calf roping competition, which the argument for that is that these are like skills that you would need on the range back in the day, and
they were dressed so sexy they were asking for it.
Yeah, they were definitely asking for it.
But like, what about bull, like the bull run that they do? And is that
I hate that? What's the point?
Like, I know it's fucking stupid, but like at the same time, like. They are pissing off the bulls to, like, get them to charge, but, like, at the same time, like, if you're dumb enough to stand in front of a fucking bull or run in front of a bull, like, you have what's coming to you.
Oh, dude. I like when they get gored. Yeah. All the things always end badly. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, how the running of the bulls ends, but, like, bull fighting, they kill the bull at the end. Even if the bull wins, it gets killed at the end. They stab it with the swords and all that shit. I'm not exactly sure, but I know at the end, like, they, you know, they, like, use the cape, and then the bull charges them. They
Is that like traditional bull?
Oh yeah, it's like bullfighting when you see it in like a cartoon is just a guy with a cape and not teasing the bull. But in real life, they continually stick swords into the bull as it's being taunted and fought and shit. And then they
That's fucked up.
Yeah, you know, it's not cool.
And a bunch of people are watching and cheering like kill the bull.
Yeah, it's super barbaric. Like even
that's not cool.
I mean, even by Trump standards, it's kind of fucked up. That's super fucked up.
Oh, what he? You know what that? Guy,
although if they would do that, I'll stop.
No, I was gonna say, you know what? He probably has been in a dog fighting ring or something of that manner, or human sex trafficking. I don't know what it is, but it's something.
He seems like he would be involved in something like
some shady shit. Yes,
he's definitely been to Epstein's Island. So there is that, but no, if there was a running of the senators, I would watch that.
I would say part, that would be fun. See, yeah. These are things that should happen, but they never do what should happen.
Right. So what are some other animal?
I don't like dog racing. I mean, you know, anything where something's involuntary, here's how I feel about it. Like,
jockeys and shit. And,
horse racing. Yeah. I mean, here's an example. Imagine that Lindsay Vonn wipes out and breaks her leg, and then they come and wrap a blanket around her and euthanize her right in front of America during the Olympics. That's what they do to horses, man. Yeah. I shit you not. If a horse breaks its leg during a race, they come out and they wrap a sheet around it, they euthanize it, and they take the dead horse off the track. I mean, it's just, everybody, you know, it's the... All the things, all the different movements are happening, I mean, but animal rights are really lagging behind. You know?
Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's lagging behind? Is it because there's too many people rights things going on, or is it just we don't care?
It's all that, plus animals are delicious, and you're allowed to eat them, and they don't have that many rights, and there's, you know, as far as, even though as cruel as we are in the United States, I think that we're, sadly, one of the more progressive nations when you look at...
when it comes to animal...
Yeah, when animals. You look at other nations, like... I know, like, in Thailand and Cambodia and things like that, they have live animal stock and things where they'll, like, you'll go to, like, the West Side Market and they'll be like, oh, you want a dozen frogs? We'll beat them to death right in front of you and throw them in a bag. So there's no, like, cruelty laws or anything. I mean, but that's not a sport. That's for food. No, those are different cultures.
And that's the thing. Is like, that's what I was going to say. Is, like, in different cultures, like, I can understand that. But, like, still, like, if you're... I mean, when it comes to food, whatever, like, people are going to have their opinions on, oh, you shouldn't do that to animals, it's cruel, blah, blah, blah. And yes, in some degree, it is. But, like, in different cultures, I understand that, but, like, still the sport of it is fucked up.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, people complain about, like, the possible, you know, I identify with, like, collegiate athletes talking about how they're basically treated like indentured servants. Mm-hmm. They get a free education, that's great. But it's all based on the fact that the university makes millions and millions.
Me and Shira were just talking about that this morning.
Yeah, you know, it goes all the way back. The initial people, I think, was the Fab Five from Michigan. Were the first people who really recognized and said, hey, we're not wearing your logos. And we're not going to advertise your product if you're not going to pay us. And people are like, oh, look how disrespectful they are. It's like, really? They're the, you know, since when is that the case that the person who is the main... aspect of the promotion is the person who should have no rights and no say in how it's promoted.
I assume colleges, like most of the big ones anyway, like the Division I, Division II, like most of their money has to come from sports, I would imagine.
All their money comes from sports. Sports and alumni, which mostly not, have to do with sports. I mean, yeah, like, Bill Gates happened to go to your school, he'll fucking build you a library.
Yeah, but I mean, I just meant like as far as like even more than like tuition, it would have to, right?
Oh, yeah, it all. I mean, it's like anything. Sports drives much of the American economy in all aspects, but in college, yeah, it's prevalent. I mean, what else would fund it? Yeah. Sure, I mean, you're paying X amount of dollars to go to that school. But when you look at what the school has and what they have to expend to provide the services that they provide,
yeah.
And then to, for lack of a better term, float things like debate teams and softball teams and sports that don't make money, mm-hmm. It all comes from whatever your major university's income sport is, like whether it be football or baseball or basketball.
Right,
it's usually
right.
One of the major ones like that. Yeah. But yeah, they float not only the other sports but the other things at the university, which is one of the things that's weird why they vilify that. And it's really odd that, you know, right now we're talking about mostly human issues, but it's very close how humans and animals are treated in the sports world.
How they're marketed.
Yeah, it's not that far apart.
See, yeah, we brought up that, you know, that's how schools make their money. So, and it's more profitable for them not to pay their athletes. So let's follow the money here with the animal sports.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
Who's making money off the rodeo? Is it the people making cowboy boots and spurs?
I wish I had done more research on it. But, I mean, you can only imagine that it's the people who sell shit to cowboys. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's the cowboy lifestyle that's being promoted.
Yeah, which is so in time, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so on point with what's going on right now.
It's just, I mean, I just don't understand. Like, I'll never understand that culture. I'll never get it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love westerns and shit, but like, I will never understand that. Like, big belt buckle, fucking cowboy boots, cowboy hat. Like, motherfucker, you're driving like a Dodge Ram 4500 or whatever the fuck. I'm not obviously
right.
Not a car guy. I don't fucking know. But, like, you're not a cowboy.
No.
You're not. Like, that died a long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
You grow the fuck up.
As well it should have, you know, because, I mean, cowboys stood for a few good things as far as, like, the folklore and all the shit that goes with being a cowboy.
Yeah.
And all the developmental shit that they did with, you know, cattle and all. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
City slickers.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of a good thing that white people did early on. Because basically all they did was, you know, just subjugate Native Americans.
Oh, yeah.
And shit
yeah.
Like
cowboys brought blasphemy into prominence.
Yeah.
Did they?
Well, you look at you know how Deadwood, they cursed like a storm?
Yeah.
So what they said was this wasn't accurate for the time period because most of the cursing that was done in the Old West was blaspheming. And it wasn't like saying like cunt and fuck and shit like that. It was like, you know, it was more like Jesus Christ and oh, and, you know, God damn it and shit like that. So it's not, you know, it was just a different time. But, you know, the days of exploration in the Badlands of the American West are over. So what really is the purpose of, you know, cowboys other than, you know, keeping these weird sports alive, which,
abusing,
you know,
animals.
Maybe 50,000 people like.
Abusing animals. I mean, that's the other thing.
You think that's what I mean, obviously...
I mean, the cowboy culture has never been animal-friendly, let's face
it. No, for sure, but, like, all I'm saying is, like, it's definitely... I was going to say, there's definitely some psychopaths who, what they get off on is the animal getting hurt. There are psychopaths
sure.
like that.
And that activity breeds that mentality, you know what I mean? So that's really the problem. It, you know, I don't claim to be a crusader by any means, but it's just certain things are so blatant, you know, they just stand out. Like, hey, I mean, go to your friends and just be like, hey, you want to get on a full-grown horse and fucking let go a little baby cow and then rope it and tackle it and beat the shit out of it?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, no, that's not that cool.
I guess... It's not a huge part of our culture in the United States. Like, I think most of, like, what... When it comes to, like, animals getting abused for sport, like, it's all very underground. Like, you know, like, the dog fighting and shit. Like, I used to live on 11th. And we lived in, like, this little, like, at the end of 11th, like, right... like, you know where the bridge, the walking bridge that goes into Tremont...
Yeah.
We lived on that street, that
okay.
ends into that.
Gotcha.
And so it was like us, we were set down a little bit, and then there was Cooper's Farm, which is like that guy. And then next to him, they ran like a dog fighting and cock fighting ring.
Oh, shit.
And this one time, I was awoken to this lady screaming, help, like screaming, help, help, help. So I ran up the driveway, and these two pit bulls had gotten out and attacked her dog, which was like this beautiful white husky, and like they were both on each end of it, just like ripping it. And like I didn't have a weapon on me, but the next door neighbor, not the owner of the dogs, but the other dude, came out with a bat and was just hitting these fucking dogs, because like they were to kill the fucking dog. But yeah, those dogs ended up getting put down, and those guys ended up getting shut down. Like it's like
and then the dogs get the blame for that, you know.
And it's definitely how they're raised. Like,
you know, before pit bulls, a lot of people, like, I'm old as shit, so a lot of people don't remember that before pit bulls, it was like fucking Dobermans and Rottweilers. Were these demonic dogs that everybody vilified, you know, and they did all these terrible things, when really, they're two of the most pussy breeds and nicest dogs. Like, they'll just love up with you all the time.
Dogies are so cute.
But if you're gonna take a dog and make it into, if you're a piece of shit who wants a dog for nefarious endeavors, then you're gonna take a dog that has some substantial attributes to it, like a Doberman or a Rottweiler, and then the pit bulls, like the new thing of that. But you know, it's just a vehicle of people, kind of like, you know, not to switch subjects, but people love to vilify weapons and things like that. And I believe that there's a lot of weapon problems in the world, but the main problem is the will to use them.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you got the overall unhappiness, but
that's with everything going on now, like with that and the whole, you know, gun control debate, like I've seen a lot of people who are, you know, pro gun, because like I'm not anti gun by any means. Like I've shot it before.
I don't know a gun.
Yeah, like, I don't own a gun, but like I don't hate them by any means. But I've seen a lot of people who are pro-gun, like, use the argument, like, we need to teach our children the value of other human life, not just your own. And it's like, yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, and you should, but like, why are we just starting that now? Or why are we restarting that now? Like, that should be something that should just be ingrained in you.
Yeah, well, it's all like, you know, as we go on what would be perceived as tangents, it's all also like a full circle issue. Like, animal rights, understanding human life, not wanting to kill other people. These are all things that work together, and they all basically break down to, like, the overall unhappiness and state of this orange man that's running everything and all the shit that's going on wrong. I mean, it didn't originate with him, but he is kind of like the...
No, but he is a cunt.
He's the fucking white head on the pimple, man. He really is the white head on the pimple. And I'm almost glad for him, because that's when the pimple gets popped, you know what I mean? And hopefully, like, with this thing with Florida and these kids taking their stance on it and all these other things, maybe it'll all come full circle, like animal rights.
We can hope, man.
Human rights, all that bullshit.
Well, I mean, after Michael Vick got popped for dogfighting, I don't know if there was a decrease in dogfighting, because honestly, it's not one of those things that you hear about until people get caught, you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that, where it's like, oh, Michael Vick's doing it, I want to do it too.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Vick. Oh man, he's something.
Is that your Georgia? Oh, Michael Vick.
Yeah, Georgia.
Yep, Georgia. Like molasses coming out of your mouth.
Michael Vick actually learned something, though. You know what I mean? Like, he came around and did his thing, and
yeah, he learned how to fuck up his career.
Yeah, he did his time. It's
yeah, and like that's
and I understand what he did was fucking awful, and I'd love to kick him in the nuts, but. I mean,
he paid his debt to society.
Yeah,
you know,
and in the end, if you think about it, because of who he is, you know, there are millions of anonymous people abuse animals every day, and then nothing comes of it.
Yeah.
So the fact that some famous dude abused animals was kind of sweet in a bittersweet kind of way, because he's generated so much publicity against what he did.
Yeah,
you know? Whereas if one of us or somebody who of a lesser public eye level would have done that, nothing would have come of it.
Right,
so
for sure.
At least it was, you know.
I got an idea.
Finally, someone famous abused dogs.
So.
Is that the wrong message? It seems wrong.
I've got an idea now. What crimes should I commit to shine a light on those crimes?
I would watch what you say here, because we are on the internet, and we're probably already on a list. So I'd be very careful. I'm not giving you any ideas, at least not any on air.
But seriously, what crimes did I commit? I mean, I already did drug dealers.
No, I was gonna say, like, what are you gonna do though? Like, get caught robbing a bank and then just be like, oh, like you come out 10 years later, however long they put you in for robbing a bank, like, I should have never done that, blah blah. It's not like you won anything.
Yeah.
But they do that. Here's the thing, the people who like used to rob banks and steal cars, some of them get jobs like counterintelligence, you know?
Like,
here's how to stop me.
What was, what's his name?
It's a great business plan when you think about it.
Yeah, Catch Me If You Can. What's his name?
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well,
as far as I know, because I'm a twat.
Frank Abagnale.
Yeah.
The guy who, like, ran those scams and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he ended up getting a job with the FBI,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Which is, like, really fucking cool. Like,
I used to love the shows. There used to be shows in the late 80s and early 90s, again, old. But they used to have dudes who were former car thieves, and they'd be like, I'll take this car in fucking 60 seconds. And like 44 seconds later, they're like
no
a mile down the road.
Right on.
And that's, you know, that was their thing. They're like, this guy stole 780 cars. We caught him twice. So
Jesus.
maybe we should.
I do love the movie Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, this one dude I saw would be gone at like 44.
That's fucking crazy.
And the last 14 were just him dogging you.
So I'm curious, like, what are some other, like, I mean, like, obviously there's cockfighting, which is like,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's still obviously done in the States,
bullshit.
But it's like,
bullshit bothers me the most.
Right,
you know, there's cockfighting, dog racing is popular down south.
Oh, like, so. Like we said before, I'm sorry, I'm not talking to the mic, the, like, horse jockeys, horse racing. Yeah. Like, you know, they whip those fucking horses, yeah, man.
Just
like,
run the little, just run, race the little fuckers that ride them. Yeah. Why do we got to involve the horses?
Yeah, those little dumb shitheads.
They look
heads.
Fast. Yeah. Yeah, run, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. I'll ride him and beat
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Right? Just all ride.
Racing humans.
Let's all ride little Ecuadorians.
Oh my God, I want to do that so bad.
It's a new sport.
No Ecuadorian could hold you.
Yeah.
Or me, for that matter.
I know.
They eat way too well. They eat too healthy of a diet.
This is how I'm going to ride them, though. I'm going to...
but he's already got a plan of how to ride them.
Yeah, I'm going to... stick their little heads into my gaping anus.
So this is the crime he was talking about. He just gave himself the idea.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to be famous for and then apologize for?
Oh, I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm going to... Well, unless I accidentally, like, fart and break their neck... Then I
oh my God, that would be amazing.
I will apologize.
Like, I'm really sorry.
That's the biggest new WWE move ever.
Right?
Yeah.
The breakneck fart.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had this little Hispanic man's head in my ass. I had some beans.
He fed me before the race. I
feel like that should be trademarked at this point for Jeremy. Like he stands to risk his intellectual property on that.
Oh, if somebody else does this, I will get behind them 100%.
It'll just be like the Paul Heyman of it. Yeah. You know, just you're the advocate of...
Stick an Ecuadorian's head up your anus and run around a track next week on ESPN 7.
Good Lord.
I think I just spiked there.
Yeah, you did a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. That's why we got Paul.
Horse fighting. Let's talk about horse fighting.
Horse fighting?
That's not a thing, no.
Oh, okay.
But it'd be sweet, right? I might like it.
My new favorite thing I saw on the internet was their dudes are dressing up like knights in knight armor with swords and fucking maces and like they're like fully and they get in an MMA octagon and they fucking beat each other with swords and maces and it's like knight fighting. It's amazing.
No animals?
No animals.
Fuck yeah, man. Let's do it.
I'm all that like because I'm not big into MMA, never have been.
Yeah.
Just like not my thing. I mean, I can respect like the conditioning of it and everything, but like just not my thing. But dude, yeah. Dress them up like it's fucking 1400 and just let them beat the shit out of each other.
That
as long
fun.
As nobody gets like stabbed in the neck and fucking dies,
you know,
I'm okay with it.
The whole fucking key to that is willing participants.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
You signed up for that shit.
Right, right.
Deranged as you are, you signed up for that
and
shit.
And guess what? Deranged as I am, I will pay to fucking watch it.
Oh, I'm watching. I don't want to be in there, but I'll watch it.
All right, so how can you tell that an animal consents to an activity that they're getting involved in, so that they can the little
stop trying to justify what you do.
I'm not trying to justify.
How do you get them into
it?
What you're about to do to them?
I'm trying to find a way to find common ground with these fools, where it's like, all right, well, you say that they want to do it. Well, how can you tell? The worst thing I heard was a guy tell me, well. If the animals didn't want to do it, they just wouldn't do it. Instead of them being prodded into it and trained to do it.
Yeah, that's fucking so. That's the dumbest response I've ever heard. Animals are made to do shit they don't want to do all the fucking time.
That's all they do.
I mean, dude, like the only dog I can think of, like, well, I mean, there's plenty of them. That's not true. But like my aunt and uncle's dog, Arthur. He's 8 years old. He's an old English bulldog, so he's half English, half American bulldog. More personality in that dog than some humans I've met. And like, he won't eat the same thing to like because he eats twice a day. He will not eat the same like food two times in a row. So like you have to like they.
I like this.
Yeah, they make him his own homemade dog food. Like she makes it for him. They use like turkey meat and vegetables, and they grind it up, and you know it's like homemade wet dog food. And then like the other thing that he'll eat is tuna. Like so you, and like so it's like dry food mixed with the wet food, and then dry food mixed with the tuna. And I was just watching him last weekend, and even though like I fed him and for dinner I fed him the wet dog food. For breakfast, I fed him tuna. Well, he just didn't feel like tuna, so he wouldn't eat. And I was like, come on, Arthur, like, go, like, pushing him towards it. he's just pushing back from me. He's like, I ain't fucking needing it. I want it, man. I was like, that I can see.
That's an American dog right there. That's a real American dog.
He was not going
to I'm getting other food. Fuck it. I'll wait it out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just like, I just, it's funny because like, he wouldn't consent to eating that fucking tuna. He was like, I ain't doing it. Go fuck yourself. You eat it, fatty.
You still got it?
That tuna from 5 days ago?
So I figured out the one animal sport, because it's not a sport. The one animal entertainment where the animals...
Pornhub?
Well, I don't know if they really know what they're doing on Pornhub. Because I think it's just like... You know, have you ever seen the videos where the monkey figures out that, oh, wait, a frog's mouth feels really good on my fingers?
No, I've never seen that.
It's always the 100th monkey that does that.
Yeah, it's, they figure things out like that, so they that's different.
They finger them out.
Yeah. They finger them out, and then they, you know, that frog definitely didn't know what he was getting into. But at any rate, cat videos. Hear me out. You can't get a cat to do shit. But you can stand back and watch as they go about their daily life, and it's not hurting anybody.
What?
That's like that chick from The Office. Like, what's her name? Angela from The Office.
So it's basically So they, like, she's spying on her cats. So basically, what you're saying is like, it's not porn, but it's like cat voyeur watching. They're not a willing participant, but if it's not hurting anybody. What's wrong with that?
I feel like now that Jeremy brought that up, that Angela from The Office should be the face of, like, enthusiastic...
Sprinkles!
Enthusiastic sprinkles. Animal like, consent.
Consensual animal enthusiasts.
That's... I mean, dude, she would be great for that. What's that actress's name? It's Angela something. She's so fucking good. We just went back and rewatched all that show.
I love the part where she's, like, licking the... cat hair off of one.
Oh, God. And she gets a hairball. She's like...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I'm a big cat person. Like, basically, the cat that I live with, she doesn't do shit that she doesn't want to do. Except, like, when I won't allow her access to outside. That's
but, like... Okay, so, like, is... I mean, I don't... I'm sure it's got to be a thing... Maybe, I've never heard of it, but, like, cat fighting, like, and I don't mean, like, Jerry Springer cat fighting, I mean, like, because, like you said, you can't really make cats fucking do anything they don't want to do, like, they'd have to be pissed at that other cat already, but, like...
Cat fighting would be real, though.
Oh, fuck,
I used
would.
To have a half German Shepherd, half wolf.
Okay, oh, no shit.
That I found right next to the West Side Market, outside of practice space.
No shit.
That I used to be in when I was in a band that's now some... hipster fucking expensive place. And so I fucking found
what
band
this, were you in?
It was called Distemper because that was supposed to be ironic, but we just ended up getting booked with death metal bands and getting called pussy a lot because we weren't as heavy as that.
Right on. Right on.
But I also love death metal, so I got sweet seats.
Fair enough. Yeah. Are you wearing a Mayhem shirt right now?
Mayhem.
Oh, Mayhem. Okay. I was like,
tattoo shop.
I thought it was like Mayhem, like the band. I was like, oh, okay, gotcha.
No, I get it.
But that's still a sweet shirt. It looks metal as fuck.
Thanks, man. I got this half. Wolf, half German Shepherd, and he was badass, right? He bit a bunch of people.
What's his name?
Clyde.
Clyde.
Yeah, I named him Clyde, right? I didn't know he was mean because he needed me when I got him.
Right.
And once he got comfortable, the shit got real. And then he started biting everybody that came by, and that was cool with me because, you know, I'm antisocial, so Clyde was a good get-the-fuck-out-of-my-apartment kind of dog. But I also got this little stray cat named Stinky, that I used to feed exclusively leftover Taco Bell, right? So Stinky was hard, like prison hard. Like Stinky been around the block and
right
back on. And fucked up everything, and what he didn't fuck up, he fucked. So Stinky had his claws, because, you know, he was an alley cat, and I would let him sleep inside when it was cold. And the very first time that Stinky met Clyde, Stinky had a 10-8 round for sure. Because, like, Clyde was all big and, like, 110 pounds and came up and then whoosh, right across the snout. And that was
really?
The end of it. Yeah, cats over dogs every day. A cat with claws over the meanest dog.
Because they can just, I mean, dude, if they get in the eye, they can just, if they want to, they can rip it the fuck out.
Clyde never fucked with Stinky again. Like, it was prison law where I lived. my Collinwood apartment was not easy, man. It was,
these were the streets.
Natural selection.
Welcome to Collinwood.
Right? Welcome to Collinwood.
Yeah, I
fucking love Collinwood, by the way. It's probably the coolest place in Cleveland.
I love that movie. That movie's great.
I just love Collinwood.
I only ever spent time over there going to the Beachland and art shows and shit. Like,
it's really cool, man. I lived at 156 in St. Clair, and then I lived at 173rd in Grovewood, and both in Grovewood, St. Clair area, the Five Points, all that shit's really nice.
Wasn't Danny Green from Collinwood? Didn't he live in Collinwood?
I think so. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah.
Old, for those who don't know, old Irish gangster from Cleveland.
Super hardcore.
Fucking blew up cars and got blew up in a car.
Yeah.
I think...
Cars blow up, man. Hey, guys, that's what happens when you're Irish.
That's what happens when you're from fucking Cleveland.
Yeah. Guys, I just figured out what crimes I'm going to commit.
Oh,
to bring awareness to.
the crime...
Cat fighting, right?
The what's what crime is in.
Jesus.
We haven't had enough car bombs in Cleveland in a while.
No, there hasn't been in a while.
You know, that was a bigoted... reference, because he went right from our Irish reference to car bombs.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
I feel like that can only go towards Irish people or Italian people. I feel like...
Ancestry.com says I'm 9% Irish. Tighty, 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 tighty.
No, it says nine.
You know, yeah. the last car bombing in Cleveland that I remember... was outside the open mic that I used to host.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It wasn't actually a bomb, but it was, these dudes poured, you remember what those dudes looked like, too? They were such scummy little fuckballs.
Yeah.
They fucking doused the under this fucking SUV.
Wait, you saw them do it?
I knew the guys who did do it. They, I saw them pull away, but what they did was they dumped a bunch of gasoline under this fucking dude's SUV, made a trail out to the sewer, and fucking got the fuck out of there. And we all ran outside. It was one of my favorite things. We mentioned Jeff Russell on the last episode too. We run outside and everybody's like, call the fire, and he turns to our friend and he goes, just wait. Grammy, and put up his the devil horns right in front of the flaming car, took this picture and just ran away. He's like, wait, Grammy.
Why would you not want a picture in front of a flaming car?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude, I'll find that picture and show it to you. It's one of my favorite pictures of Jeff Russell ever.
When I was a kid, one of my best friends, I grew up in a little suburb of Cleveland, and one of my best friends, in maybe 8th and 9th grade, his dad was the special agent in charge of the entire Northeast District of the United States. For the FBI, and he busted a bunch of mafia people, and at one point in time, they tried to kill him, and he lived in a house, and let's say his address was 115, and so this poor motherfucker that lived at 151... they stuck a beach towel in his gas tank of the SUV in his driveway, and then did exactly what you said and blew that shit up. But they got the wrong house because the dude actually lived across the street. So they transposed the digits or something. And so that happened. So then that's when, I'm fucking old as shit. So this is in, let's say 1984.
Okay.
My friend's dad now shows us his automatic remote control that he can start the car from inside the house now. And I'm that is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen.
That was in 84?
1984.
And now that shit's every car.
I had that shit 2001, but
right.
it was just insane to watch it in 1984, 80. I think it was actually 1982.
Wow.
To be honest, but he was also in the FBI, so they had some shit.
I was gonna say, I think the supposed thing is, anything we get now that military had 20 years ago, that's fucking crazy.
Drones, the military was cute.
That's adorable.
We have drones now that shoot laser beams.
It's I have a drone that delivers my book from Amazon.
Right.
So something.
Also, I want a drone.
Yeah.
Something that we touched on earlier, but not too much, is service animals for cops.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm against anything for cops.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. But the thing is that they've said that they're bigoted. Service animals for cops are bigoted basically towards anything the cops want them to be because they want the affection. So, are cops jerking off dogs?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
I once, here, this is going to be probably the dump. I would like to say before I make this statement that nothing I'm about to say is the opinion of the company I work for or any of our sponsors.
All right. But
a long time ago, I had a person steal some money from me, and he was a good friend, and he embezzled some money from a company I worked for, and his dad happened to be a narcotics agent, and they happened to share the same name. So I happened to make the mistake of thinking I was calling the person who embezzled money from me,
ooh,
and instead calling his dad, who is a narcotics agent.
Oops.
Yeah. So I proceeded to then tell said individual that all kinds of things about his dad, who I was actually speaking to, like, for instance, I know that you're I know your dad fucks his narcotics dog and then shit dicks your mom, and things of that nature.
Oh,
so instantly, upon hanging up from that phone call, instantly I was greeted with a return phone call from said detective saying, could you please meet me at the police station tomorrow? And I said, of course I will, you piece of shit. And so when I went, and long story short,
this is before or after you fucked the dog?
I didn't fuck the dog.
No, not you.
Yeah, him. He fucks the dog.
Right.
So yeah, long story short, I felt pretty proud that I walked out of there with a detective having a restraining order against me because he was afraid that I would call his house again. But yeah,
oh, man.
It was that's how long
I've
been standing up for dogs' rights, man. That fucking law.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
I literally told a narcotics detective that he shit dicks his dog and then fucks his wife. Or fucks his dog and then shit dicks his wife.
Yeah. So
it's hard to keep it straight.
It's very difficult
because I never know what the cops
you can shit dick the dog with your wife's asshole, but
The moral of the story is that fuck cops.
Yeah. Fuck cops and fuck you.
What about pig fighting?
Pig fighting?
If it's amongst, you know, if it's the pig's choice, I mean, sometimes.
I'm not talking about the animal.
Oh. Well, that's illegal. The other part's illegal.
Well, no, if they fight each other. Well,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. I'll watch
that. That would be pretty fun. Like, bum fighting was wrong, but pig fighting I could get
down with. Pig fighting I can get down with.
Yeah, I could see.
Yeah, like the highway patrol versus the city cop that sits behind a desk all day. Oh, that's what I want to see.
Yeah,
it'd be like Bob with bitch tits from Fight Club fighting anybody.
Sam and Twitch versus Chips.
This is going to date me, but I could totally see like Ludacris and Exhibit being the people like
that. Oh,
you know?
Dude, that would
be fucking awesome. That'd be my dream.
And like,
and but, Snoop is the referee. That's my life.
But Ice-T's like the president of it all.
Yeah.
Cop killer.
Overseeing it.
Just like in that goddamn movie where he did it in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Mean Guns, I think it was called.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Mean Guns. It had Christopher Lambert and Ice-T were like the only...
Christopher
Scott
Lambert of Highlander fame.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this is how I like this idea. All right. We replace dog fighting with cop fighting. We get cops from all over
pig
the place.
Fighting.
Yeah, pig fighting. You cop pigs from all over the country. The send their toughest or their least tough, you know, whoever they want to get a rough up a little bit, and put them in a pit with Exhibit and Ludacris. And Snoop D-O-double-G will make sure that, you know, the action keeps moving. He'll be more like a pride referee and less like a boxing referee.
Dude, that's what we gotta be known for, getting this made.
Yeah.
That's my next project.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like I watch, I'm a fiend for this show. It's Coach Snoop, right? It's like, how far of a tangent have we reached from our actual subject?
Oh, this always happens.
I just want to throw a thing out there. If you ever want to watch a show on Netflix, it's amazing. It's called Coach Snoop. It's all about Snoop Dogg's like fucking Snoop Youth Football League and
mm-hmm.
shit like that, and it's fucking hilarious. But it's also, like, whenever I watch it, I think, like, how selective racism is and how selective profiling is. Because Snoop was charged with murder. Snoop openly represents the Crips. Snoop doesn't give a fuck about weed. And Snoop drives little kids all over the country to play fucking football. But he has this fucking split personality shit that's... it's an amazing fucking tactic. He's like, no, I'm Coach Snoop when I'm with the kids. But when I'm smoking weed... Snoop. When I'm smoking weed and smoking bloods, I'm Snoop Dogg. And that shit is different.
No, I
understand. And I think that's the fucking coolest thing in the world.
No longer Snoop Lion.
That's...
Nah, that was gay. No. That was just Snoop Lion.
That was... I completely understand that because I'm advocating pig fighting and car bombing now, but, you know, when I get home, I'm Uncle Jeremy.
Yeah, but what I like is, like, Snoop did all that shit, and he's 187 on the motherfucking cop, and then he's, like, walking through the football thing, hey, shaking hands with all the police, and, like, he's super nice, and Snoop is, like, widely accepted. I think that's... He just fucking should be president, man. I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't know about him, but The Rock for sure. I'd be down with
him and The Rock.
That would be okay. Vice President Snoop Dogg, okay.
Joe Rogan, Secretary of Defense. That's the fucking
Secretary of Self Defense.
All right.
Oh man.
Bernie Sanders, 2020.
vote down. I'm down for that.
Yeah. So,
anybody else, 2020.
Yeah, anybody else, please. Well, let's not... No more Ron Paul
shit. We don't need Mike Pence either, so... But let's move on from that, please.
Yeah. No more politics. So, yeah, we touched on bullfighting, we touched on the rodeo, we touched on dog fighting, we touched on horse fighting, pig fighting.
We've touched a lot of animals.
Yeah.
Comics fighting. That is where we're going to make our $1 million.
Yeah.
Fuck roasting each other. Let's watch them beat the shit out of each other.
Andy Kaufman was on that shit like...
And it has to be to the early. Death. It has to be to the death. And on that note... I mean, Shear's getting too many ideas.
Oh, I have so many ideas. I'm going to fix these fights. I'm definitely fixing...
Jeremy's going to be, fuck pride. Wearing a fucking band-aid on the back of his neck.
That's me. Well, not fuck pride. I like pride, but... At any rate, Brett, where can we find you on the internets?
I am old, so I'm on the ancient web at Instagram and
Twitter. At AOL.com.
Yeah, I'm on AOL, I'm on Vista View, I'm on
Windows 95.
I play a lot of Oregon Trail.
But no, you, we follow.
I get the high score on Instagram, Oregon Trail.
You're on Twitter.
I'm on Instagram as my own name, I think.
Yeah.
And then, or is something stupid. And then I'm also on Twitter as my own name or something stupid.
At those.
Yeah, but nothing matters because I don't care about that shit, so, you know.
Well, you know, it helps promote the fucking, we're looking forward to the Comedy Awards, man. We really are. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a fun
night. The Comedy Awards
are going
to be really fun. We got a... And this will be, I don't know, when is this episode going to be released?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah, so it'll be
We're going to say here, it may be released in the interim, but nobody knows right now, but Rob Ward is going to be our host, who's an amazing comedian, and Rowan Rebus is going to do the headlining spot.
Okay.
And we got some cool shit going on. We got Teddy Ted, who's the guy who plays piano outside. You might see him. He's going to play in and play out everybody who comes in and comes out.
Right on.
Nothing's more Cleveland than Teddy Ted. He used to be a Cavs dancer, man.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And
we're going to win an award.
Yeah, you guys are nominated for sure. I am not going to win an award. I have to say nothing on stage. I am going to be chilling in the background and just enjoying all the shit that Ramon, Accidental Comedy, Jeremy Shear, you guys, all these people who came far before comedically, you know what I mean? The one misconception that I would love to dismiss would be that we're trying to be judgmental of people. We have really no control over that. We're just like the vehicle. We're the vehicle, not the engine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the engine is, what we did was
you're the gun, not the shooter.
Yeah, we tried to... That sounds dismissive. But yeah, in a sense, what we are is we're just we always like to say we're the spotlight. You know what I mean? We don't want to be the focus of it. But what everybody here in Cleveland for so many years has built, we saw a void. Only in we wanted to see where we could fit in and maybe make a business here.
Yeah.
And so without stepping on anyone else's toes, the only opening was really like, how come nobody's talking about how awesome Cleveland County is? Hey, we could do that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and so that's really what the Cleveland County Wars are about.
And another thing that we worked it's already been recorded, so we can talk about it. So we worked on, we're going to be releasing Chris Paul's fucking comedy record.
Yeah, I love Chris Paul.
And it's going to be, and like, dude, how he crushed. Oh, I can't wait for people to hear that. I was like, I'm so happy that this is going to be like released under the Above Below banner. I'm like, I'm so proud of this because he had that room fucking roaring, and I cannot wait for people to hear that fucking record.
I have three things to say about that. Number one, Chris Paul is hilarious, and that was so funny. Number two, Chris Paul featured Ryan DiPerna and Brett Thomas, who are
both killers.
Just fucking hilarious, man. And number three, if you hear when they announce Chris Paul's name, some asshole knock over a beer bottle, that was me. Some asshole who knocked over a beer bottle during Chris Paul's fucking thing.
I'll be sure to have Henry turn that part up on the record.
I couldn't believe it when I did that. I became an even bigger fan of the band Suicidal Tendencies. God damn it, man! I can't believe I knocked over.
All you wanted was a Pepsi, man.
I just wanted a Pepsi, and then I knocked it over.
I was also at the Chris Paul CD recording, and I can assure you it is going to be worth whatever price point is eventually put on it.
Yeah, it was great. Chris Paul has that just dry fucking shit that I love, man. That, like, fucking let the joke do the joke, man. Like, he doesn't employ any physical bullshit. I mean,
I've seen him crush before, but that was him fucking destroying. Yeah. Like, he was great.
Super good comedy, man. And and Above Below, everything I've ever seen from you guys has been good, as well as from Jeremy.
And Sad Boys, and that's the whole thing. It's like, dude, there's a lot of cool shit going on in this town right now, and you guys are putting a spotlight
on that.
There's
too much cool shit is the problem now, man. Our next project is to try and figure out a way, like, here's the last thing, you probably want to edit this out at the end, but the best thing about Cleveland comedy right now is that there's an overabundance of it. And the worst thing about Cleveland County right now is that there's an overabundance of it. And so we're trying to do a thing called the Cleveland Comedy Coalition, where we would do a kind of like a societal aspect to it, where we would take days of the week, like Monday through, you know, obviously Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are open season.
Yeah.
But Monday through Thursday, we would have like a cooperative where people...
The Illuma Comedy.
Well, yeah. Well, my problem is that, like, on any given, like, let's say it's Tuesday night, on the west side or the east side, there should only be one show. Okay? So let's say you want to do a show on the west side at wherever. You only, instead of doing that every fucking week, do it 1 week out of the month.
Yeah.
And then everybody gets 1 week out of the month on that day. So
yeah,
that's another thing to be working on.
I disagree with this. But we will talk about it off air. But you know who else is off air? Our sponsors. Thank you very much to Britt Fox. That's XFoxRocks on the Instagram and Snapchat. Thank you to Jess Falstick at Epic Fall on the Twitter. You can listen to her podcast, The Default Setting, on the Above Below Entertainment Network, and catch her every Sunday at Avenue Tap House hosting the Red Light Comedy Showcase.
Play the Stripper Herder.
Play Stripper Herder's sponsorship has expired as of this episode.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, we really appreciate your help, Guy, and
I hope we drove some people to read it.
Yeah, definitely, because it's a fun site. And Brent, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
man.
Well,
and
thank you guys.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah. So Jordan,
Let's do it.
Jordan, I don't think we're gonna find anybody that hates animal sports as much as Brett Gambrell.
No, there is another
animal sport enthusiast. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant avenger. You can see right through my skin. I don't care.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.